So I'm going to be doing the kink test, the BDSM test that everybody's doing. So I got it pulled up. I'm on my Discord right now, so I've got a bunch of people, a bunch of wonderful, wonderful people that are listening. I pinky promise that I'm not a robot. The little verification thing is pretty cute. Gender, male, 26 to 30. Strictly heterosexual. Language, English. Should I do the maximum or the short version, guys? All right, we're gonna do the maximum. Let's go for it. Show all questions or skip all questions aimed at submissives? Okay. All right, we're doing this. All right. First question. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. Well, this is so I'm a switch, so yes, but only sometimes. So I'm gonna put yes. Absolutely agree. Okay, so in the middle I should put okay. I like receiving pain during sex, seeing the results of it, marks, bruises, makeup running, etc. Absolutely agree. I don't mind a little playful resistance from my partner. In the end, I'll win anyways. Absolutely agree. I like forcing my partner into submission much more than them submitting spontaneously. Yes. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard asexual turn on. I would say no. I've got like a lot of specific fetishes, that are pretty weird. Some of them I know are not going to be covered in this. Feeling physically overpowered is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. I don't think I've ever been physically overpowered, so I'm gonna say no for that one. I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. That's a no for me. I'm very possessive. I don't like to share. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I'm like a little bit of an exhibitionist, so I'm gonna say no in the orange category. So I like it okay, but like it's more like private time to me. Ideally, I could command my partner and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do. That's not really that fun for me because I like the challenge. So I would say no, but like a tentative no. Sometimes it can be nice. I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure. Like the first thing that comes to mind when I read this question is like Sasha Grey like licking the inside of a toilet. That's not really hot to me. Because I don't want to really put my dick in her mouth after she's been licking a toilet. So, based off of that answer, I'm going to say no. I don't mind making people do other disgusting things, but that kind of stuff is not really my jam. I'm willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I will like it. Put like a tentative. No, I'm going to say no. Because I don't think that I would be into a lot of stuff like guy on guy kind of stuff. So I know that I wouldn't be into that kind of thing. But I'm pretty willing to try a lot of other stuff. Physically restricting my partner during sex with clothes, attributes, ropes, chains, etc. is arousing. Fuck yes. I like sending nude or sexual pictures slash videos of myself to others. We're gonna say like a tentative yes. It's fun, but I don't really like to do it too much. Receiving care, being spoiled, etc. are some of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. That is not me. That is definitely not me. I like to do the spoiling. I don't really like to be spoiled. I don't really want people to dote over me. Just not really my thing. I'm not like very comfortable being taken care of. I would prefer to take care of somebody else. I have a thing for large age differences in sexual encounters and relationships. Not really. When it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure. So there are some things that I know are uncomfortable that are pretty hot. One of the main things that like comes to mind is I really like a lot of like very deep penetration as long as it's gentle. But I know that sometimes that's not as pleasurable to other people. The other thing is I like a lot of like hair pulling and stuff like that. But I'm going to say no, because it's not like I care about whether or not my partner is comfortable. So I want them to be comfortable or get pleasure from it, but I don't want to do things that they don't want to do, just because it makes me feel good. So I'm going to say no. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal, dog, cat, pony, etc. I'm into that. It's not something that I've done very much of. On the pet side, I've done a lot of pet play where I'm the master and I have a pet, but not the opposite. But I am totally down for that kind of thing. Giving care, spoiling my partner, etc. is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Very much so. That is definitely me. I like to spoil, but I'm also very firm, fair, and consistent. Being treated with little or no respect during sex arouses me. Like a tentative yes. Sometimes I just like being objectified. I just want to be treated like a piece of meat. Not in the comments section, just in the bedroom. There is no reason why sex should have to happen in private spaces isolated from the outside world. Now, this kind of brings into question the whole issue of consent. So, sex should happen in a place where all parties are able to consent to the action. So when you say isolated from the outside world, it makes me think that like the counter to that, opposite of that would be like having sex in places where people do not have the ability to give their consent. And I'm not okay with that. So I'm going to say no. That being said, public sex is really hot. If it's in a situation like where nobody's around, nobody's going to catch you or something like that, I think it's hot. I'll often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I don't want... I will often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight at all. Yes. Sorry, I had to take a swig. There is someone that I currently consider to be my master slash mistress. No. That was the end of the sentence. That was the end of the sentence. It was master slash mistress. Jilly dork. I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit save... With explicit slave training, prescribed physical precisions and rituals, etc. Yeah, I could get down with that. Like, if I had a mistress and I was being instructed and I had to, like, behave a certain way, I could totally get into that. My ultimate goal in life is to please my partners, and there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal. I'm going to say, like, a tentative yes, because there are certain things that I'm not okay with. Like, I know that some people derive pleasure from like very intense pain. That's cool, but I'm not into anything that's going to like seriously harm somebody. So I'm going to say like a tentative yes. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. There definitely are things that I am consistent about that I like. But I do really enjoy trying new things, so I'm going to say like middle of the road. I'm not unhappy to keep sort of a routine of certain kinks, but I do like to try new things. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couples, or poly groups relationship for sexual or emotional purposes. No, that's just not really my thing. I'm monogamous by nature. I'm very much like very possessive. I'm very like, I'm yours, you're mine kind of thing. And not only am I that way emotionally, but I find it really sexy. Like it's a huge turn on for me to be like, you belong to me and I belong to you. I think it kind of comes in with some of the pet play stuff, or that is what makes pet play so hot to me. I like the idea of like people marking me, claiming me, all that kind of stuff. It's very, very hot. being physically restricted during sex or BDSM with clothes, attributes, ropes, chains, etc. is arousing. I think I already answered this question. And it's a resounding yes. I enjoy feeling like a prey hunted by a predator. Yes. And the opposite. Being part of a group of slaves that serves one master / mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. No. I would like to be completely tied up during sex or BDSM. Yes. I enjoy being kept as a pet in a cage, eating out of a bowl, being petted, caressed, etc. Yes. I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. Yes. I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partner sometimes. That's like a tentative yes. There's certain things, like mainly objectification, but I don't necessarily like to be berated. I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual and kinky aspects. I'm going to say yes to that because while sex is a huge, huge part of my life, I think that I'm more concerned with somebody on an emotional level in terms of relationship. So if somebody's not super, super kinky and into the same stuff as me, I think I would be okay with it as long as they were okay with me being a super kinky person. Like, we don't have to do all the things that I'm into. You just have to like accept that that's a part of who I am. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe if I have to, for the BDSM life of my dreams. Nope. I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. Nope. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, i.e. not having any human interaction outside of the sex and BDSM. That sounds pretty fucking dope. treating my partner with little or no respect during sex arouses me. Like a tentative yes, I can get into that sort of thing, but it's not my usual. I like being, I'm more, going back on that question, I'm more of like, I like to either train or, sort of like dote on a pet is kind of like where I kind of come from, or like maybe not like a pet scenario, but like a little, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever, my partner's specific thing tends to be. I either like to be in a position where I'm training them or I'm doting on them. Those are kind of my two things. So like, I like the punishment aspect of things and the spoiling aspect. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. Yes. Because if I'm going to submit, you're going to have to force me. I would like it when my partner is completely tied up during sex. Yes. I like to take my time. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. That one's hard because my peers are really, really super kinky people. Like, one of my friends literally has a sex closet with like things organized by drawer in terms of like toys and things like that. So I'm going to say middle of the road. I think I'm relatively normal on the spectrum compared to a lot of my peers. Normal is not the right word. I would say I'm relatively vanilla compared to most of my peers. I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike, or when they engage in childlike activities such as coloring in a coloring book or playing on the playground. Yeah, DDLG is not super my thing, but I do get in the mood for it occasionally. It is pretty cute. I could be sexually submissive now and be sexually dominant another time, either to the same or to another partner. Yes. I'm willing to pay for porn if it really suits my interests. Yes, I do. I have a Pornhub membership. I also subscribe to a couple of different people's Patreons on GBOA, who are amazing. Go check out Kiss Kiss Kill Me Now and Lustful underscore Crunch. In an ideal relationship, my partner would see me as a mere object to them. I only exist when they're horny or when they need my service in some other way. I like the idea of that as a sexual fantasy, but I need more of like from a partner than that, so I'm gonna say no. Okay, Discord peeps, did you guys hear that? No, did you hear that weird noise? That's my cat. He's snoring. That's him snoring. He's sleeping under my desk. I've never heard him make that noise before. I know, it was so. I can't wait to listen back to this. Well, you don't know the cutest thing? You don't know the cutest thing about it? He's sleeping on my feet right now. I'm like sitting at my desk and he's on my feet and he just like made that adorable little snore. I don't know why he loves me so much, but he does. It's super cute. Oh, thank you. Anyways, getting back to this BDSM test, I'm only 48% of the way through this thing, and like my throat is getting super dry. Okay. In an ideal relationship, my partner, okay, the object thing. So I only exist to them when they're horny or when they need my service at some other time. I don't like just being an object, but I like to be objectified for a time. So I'm gonna say like middle of the road on this one. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life. I feel like, okay, so the best way to boil this down is I like to hurt people if I know that it pleases them to be hurt. But I don't like to hurt people because I like to hurt people, if that makes sense. So I'm gonna say no to this one. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate goal. No. Again, I'm a one woman kind of deadly. Next question. It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk and it's necessary. It's a necessary part of discovering what works and what does not. Yeah, I'm always kind of a big fan of like the mentality of like if things turn out badly, it's just like, growing pains. So, the biggest thing is like as long as nobody gets too badly hurt or anything like that, and you're respecting each other. So yes. Okay. I consider myself to be in a long-term relationship. Yes. I have plenty of sexual fantasies, which would be to which be at the very least to be. Oh my God, I'm too drunk for this. I have plenty of sexual fantasies which would, at the very least, be unethical to execute. No. I mean, impossible? Yes. Unethical? No. Well, okay. I do have a lot of rape fantasies, so we're gonna say yes. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is like the tentacle stuff, a lot of like the furry stuff. I definitely have some like really wild fantasies and stuff like that, but I would say that the one thing that I would say is a fantasy that I have that's unethical would be like rape. I would never rape anybody. I don't condone anybody ever raping anybody, but purely as a fantasy, as a role play, it's hot. Let's see. Next question. I would like. This grammar's kind of fucking me up here. I would like provide my partners with explicit slave training, i.e., train them in prescribed physical positions, rituals, etc. Yes. Burping. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers rather than the middle answers. I've never done a questionnaire like this, so I'm gonna go middle of the road. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, providing them with a cage, feeding them out of a bowl, petting, caressing, etc. Yes. Only you don't keep your pet in a cage, okay? You let them sleep in the bed with you. That's what a true, sweet, wholesome owner does. If I could not fulfill all of my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fill the gaps. I'm not okay with this. I would try to fill those gaps. But if I couldn't fill those gaps, I would probably be like, well, maybe we should see other people and I'll find somebody who fits me better, than I fit you, kind of thing. I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. No. I want somebody to like me for who I am. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex, growling, howling, etc. I wouldn't check that yes right there because I just pretended to be a lion man just a couple weeks ago. In an ideal relationship, I would have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner and they should decide what is good for me. No, I like some of that, like occasionally, but not all the time. If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want to see other people to fill the gaps. No, I think I would rather, like, if it was truly, truly a problem for me, which I don't think it would, be, I would rather end a relationship and find something different. Just me personally. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. Absolutely. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. Yes, that's kind of nice, but do not ask me to call you mommy. I will not do that. I enjoy watching other people being naked or having sex. I mean, don't we all? I like my partners to submit to me 24/7, and I'm willing to take responsibility that comes with it. No. I like the pushback. I like brat taming, and I like dealing with the struggles that come with somebody who, like, one of the things when you're a switch, like I consider myself to be, is sometimes you're both in a dom mood, or sometimes you're both in a sub mood, and you have these like weird little sort of things that you have to sort of traverse if you're with another switch, and that's always kind of interesting. And I think it kind of makes things more fun because it's kind of like, like you never know what you're gonna get. So I'm gonna say no to that one. I like my partner to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. I answer middle of the road for that one because I do like that, but only on some situations. Wait, no. I should answer yes on that one because I do decidedly like that. I just don't like it all the time. Okay, I have to go back and refill out these fucking questions. Wait. I don't think it let me go back. Oh no! Okay. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. Yes, I think that's very arousing. I like fear play a lot. Whether it's like overstimulation pleasure-wise or pain, I think it's really, the suspense is really intoxicating. And I especially like if you're like blindfolded or something and you don't know what's coming or what they're doing or where they are, it's really hot. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as a superior. Yes. I'm totally cool with my partner having sex with other people. No. Talking back to one's dominant is a teasingly disobeying way, or in a teasingly disobeying way, should be part of the sub's fun. Yes, depending on the type of sub you are, so I'm gonna put like a tentative yes, actually. When it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. I'm going to say like a tentative yes, because there's a lot of discomfort, like uncomfortable things I would be willing to do, like positions or situations. As long as it didn't go too far, so tentative yes. I don't need physical pleasure from sex. If my partner is enjoying it, that's all I need. Yes, I have like a hardcore oral fixation, and there have been several encounters in which I did not get even a finger laid on my cock. But I left very, very happy. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex. Yes, tentatively, it's not a huge part of what I'm into, but I do enjoy it from time to time. Sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. Nope. Not for me. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. Yes. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Again, yes. Having to do really disgusting things for my partner's pleasure sounds pretty arousing to me. Like, again, when I think disgusting, I think of like Sasha Grey licking the toilet bowl, and that is not my thing. I'll lick your butthole, but I'm not going to lick a toilet bowl. That's just kind of where I'm at in my life. I like inflicting pain during sex, and seeing the results of it, marks, bruises, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Here's one thing with the bruises thing that I feel like I answered this question earlier, but I didn't kind of cover it. Like the thing that I like about inflicting marks and bruises and hickeys and all sorts of things is not the actual pain aspect. I like the idea of somebody claiming, like a hickey is somebody claiming you, you know what I mean? That's what's hot to me. Like going into work the next day with hickeys is almost like as satisfying as the actual sexual encounter. So, yeah. I could not always be dominant or always submissive. I need both. Yes. I enjoy both. I definitely felt in my last relationship when I was dominant and the other person, like I'm a switch and the other person was purely submissive. I definitely felt like there was a huge, like part of our sex life that I was missing. We kind of like tried different things, but it was something that we had to like learn about each other and stuff. I like to dominate my partners, especially in the bedroom. Yes. I like to sexually degrade or humiliate my partner sometimes. Yes. This is, a lot of these questions seem like they're repeating. I will naturally take on a nurturing, guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. That one's very much a yes. The idea of torturing somebody sexually is appealing. Oh God. Yes. Like, I'm pretty sure I've said this a million times, but my favorite thing is to hold somebody in place while I'm going down on them and to make them just come over and over and over again, like until they're literally begging me to stop. Like that's when you know you got them. That's when you know they're going to have a good night's sleep the next night or that night, I guess. Oh, it's so good. Anyways, if my partner would really enjoy using me as a urinal, I would happily let them. I don't like the way this question is worded, but would I let my partner pee on me? Tentative yes. That doesn't bother me so much. I like to submit to my partner 24/7 and seeing them serve. Serving them as my life's purpose? No, but like a soft no. I like the submission, just not all the time. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous, except for threesomes with my partner involved, sounds like a perfectly acceptable situation for me. No. I want my partner to serve me and address me as a superior. Sometimes. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in child-appropriate activities. Nope. In terms of submissive situations, I like to be a dominant personality that has been forced to be submissive. So I don't like to be like a child or anything like that. I like to be me as I am, a big guy. I'm a pretty big guy. And I like to be in situations where I do not have a choice. So like if I'm tied down or if I'm in a compromising position or maybe blackmailed, I think all of that is really hot, but I don't want to pretend to be something that I'm not necessarily, unless it happens to be a werewolf or a lion man or a snake or something weird in an audio. That stuff's fun. I enjoy being verbally degraded or called humiliating names during sex. Soft, yes. Occasionally it's okay, but I mainly like objectification. I feel like I've answered this question, but I digress. I want to meet more like-minded kinky people, and I am willing to put effort into that. I feel like I kind of already have put effort into that. Okay. This was just a trap. This was a trap because it says we plan to launch a BDSM-themed matching slash dating website to meet like-minded people and potential play partners, probably later this year. Would you like us to send you an email when it's ready? If so, check your email after this test for more info. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, so this next section, this is an optional section that I'm gonna do. Says indicate for each archetype how well it suits you. Riggers like to tie up using rope or other attributes, whether for sexual enhancement or for art or fun. They enjoy having their partners completely at their mercy. That one I feel pretty strongly towards. I haven't done a whole lot of it, but I do enjoy it when I have done it. I very much like to be in control, and I like to be in control and not feel like I have to work for it, if that makes sense. I don't mind pinning people down and being aggressive and stuff like that, but a lot of times I like to casually stand there, like teasing you or whatever. I like sort of the casual aspect of it where it's easy for me to just totally brutalize you and torture you. Submissives likes to fo am I a submissive? I'm gonna put middle of the road with that because I do have that a little bit. Am I a degrader? Soft yes or soft no? Soft yes. That's what I meant. Am I an exhibitionist? Soft yes. Non-monogamist? Hard no. All right. Now we get my results. Okay. So, my top results, and I'm going to post these a link to this in the Reddit post as well, or the Patreon, or wherever the fuck this thing's going. I am a hold on a second, let me turn on my game for this. I'm a primal hunter. There we go. That's it. So that's my number one thing is I'm a primal hunter. My second thing is that I'm a masochist. My third thing is that I'm a sadist. My fourth thing is that I'm a rope bunny. And then my fifth thing is that I'm a rigger. And then in sixth place, I'm a prey, so primal prey. And then seven is a switch, and then a brat tamer, followed by a pet, followed by a dominant. So there's a lot of very contrasting things here. I would say it's pretty safe to just say I'm a fucking switch. I'm a switch. And what was that? Let me see if I can. Oh, everyone that I've read up until the Brat Tamer was 100%. So let me see. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and stop the recording now. But thank you guys for so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, I can do more stuff like this. In fact, I have some really funny articles and stuff I'd like to start reading, just for some sort of like laughs and stuff like that. How long? Oh my God, this thing's like 35 minutes. If you guys stuck around this long, kudos to you. Thank you so much and have a great day.